From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. A former student at the University of Missouri's Columbia campus is suing a fraternity, its parent organization, and three members over an alleged hazing incident he said left him with near-fatal alcohol poisoning. Brandon Zingali's lawsuit filed yesterday in Boone County alleges he and other Kappa Alpha Order pledges were forced to participate in a September 2016 vodka-chugging contest. The lawsuit alleges that after finally being taken by ambulance to a hospital nearly 10 hours after the drinking stunt, the unresponsive Zingali still had a blood alcohol level of 0.41, five times more than the state's legal threshold for intoxication. The lawsuit alleges that the hazing came roughly 2 weeks after the fraternity already had been placed on probation for alcohol infractions. A Kappa Alpha Order spokesman declined to comment today. Missouri state workers in Jefferson City are getting an extra holiday this year, August 21st, or the day of the solar eclipse. State officials said today that with up to 50,000 visitors expected in Jefferson City to see the eclipse from one of the best viewing spots in the nation, state workers in non-essential jobs in the capital city will get the day off. State workers elsewhere in Missouri will have to report to work. The eclipse will be visible in 14 states diagonally from Oregon to South Carolina, and parts of Missouri offer some of the longest periods of total darkness. A large festival is planned for the Capitol grounds in Jefferson City, and this will be the first solar eclipse visible coast to coast since 1918. Formal negotiations for one of the country's most controversial trade deals are set to begin in August. As Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports, agriculture interest groups would rather NAFTA was left alone.
President Donald Trump has called NAFTA, quote, the worst trade deal in the history of the world. But rather than pull out completely, he is renegotiating the terms with Mexico and Canada. And that has Midwest and Great Plains farmers, who have generally fared well under NAFTA, nervous.
Our goal, and first of all, is to do no harm in agricultural sectors.
That's U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue in Mexico prior to the trade talks.
We hope that we can do it without diminishing the impact that NAFTA has had, the beneficial impact NAFTA has had on the agricultural sector.
Perdue also says NAFTA negotiations will not likely address labor issues, even though dairy and fruit and vegetable growers have been clamoring for a more robust guest worker visa program. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
And in the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith.